Have you ever confidently believed yourself to be unbiased, only to discover your actions tell a different story? Consider the well-intentioned doctor who immediately orders cardiac tests for a male patient with chest pain, but fails to do the same for a female patient with identical symptoms. When confronted with this discrepancy, she's genuinely shocked. She had no awareness her medical decisions were influenced by gender stereotypes. This scenario illustrates what psychologists call blind spots, unconscious biases that operate without our awareness or consent. These hidden biases affect everyone, regardless of intelligence or intentions, and they shape our interactions, judgments, and decisions in profound ways. Understanding these blind spots has never more crucial as we navigate an increasingly diverse world where our unconscious assumptions can have real-world consequences for ourselves and others. Our brains operate through two systems: a reflective, conscious system aligned with our stated values, and an automatic, unconscious system that evolved for quick survival decisions. While these mental shortcuts were advantageous for our ancestors, they often mislead us in today's complex world. These mind bugs extend beyond visual illusions to memory distortions. In lab settings, people confidently remember words never shown to them. Elizabeth Loftus demonstrated how eyewitness memories can be manipulated through subtle language choices. Asking about cars that smashed versus hit alters speed estimates and can create false memories of broken glass. These distortions matter. Nearly 75% of wrongful convictions overturned by DNA evidence involved mistaken eyewitness testimony. We frequently tell untruths without recognizing our dishonesty. These range from harmless white lies, responding fine when we're not, to more problematic colorless lies, self-deceptions invisible even to ourselves. Smokers might claim they smoke half a pack daily while actually consuming a full pack, or drinkers might report two drinks when medical standards would count four. The breakthrough in understanding hidden biases emerged from a simple card sorting demonstration. We sort cards much faster when using simple categorization rules compared to mixed categories, a difference in processing speed that reveals how our minds automatically categorize information. This principle led to the implicit association test, IAT, which measures association speed between concepts. Most people more easily associate flowers with pleasant words and insects with unpleasant words than vice versa, because categories sharing emotional valence bond together like mental glue. When applied to racial attitudes, researchers made a striking discovery. About half of test takers showed results contradicting their conscious beliefs. Most people complete the race IAT faster when linking white with pleasant words than black with pleasant words, revealing an automatic preference for white relative to black. Studies confirm that IAT scores predict real-world behaviors, from hiring decisions to medical treatment recommendations to healthcare quality provided to different groups. These biases operate independently of our conscious intentions, affecting our behavior in ways we fail to recognize. The split between our conscious and unconscious attitudes explains many puzzling behaviors. A gay rights activist might discover her own automatic anti-gay bias. A biracial person might find they have an automatic preference for white people despite their own identity. These discoveries can be deeply disturbing, revealing contradictions within ourselves we never suspected. When people become aware of conflicts between their beliefs and actions, they experience cognitive dissonance, an uncomfortable mental state that violates our natural striving for mental harmony. We want to believe we're consistent and rational beings, but the evidence suggests otherwise. We readily accept that we're unaware of most bodily functions like blood pressure or cell regeneration, yet struggle to acknowledge that important aspects of our minds are similarly unknown to us. This resistance stems from our belief that we should have complete access to our own thoughts and preferences. However, neuroscientists estimate that 80 to 90% of mental processes operate unconsciously, suggesting that humility about self-insight is warranted. Our minds must categorize to make sense of the world and navigate social interactions. However, this necessary mental process comes with costs when applied to human groups. At the automatic level, knowing a stereotype and endorsing it become blurred. Even people who consciously reject stereotypes still carry these associations from cultural exposure, explaining why they may demonstrate bias on implicit measures despite their explicit beliefs. The stereotype linking black men with criminality has dangerous consequences. Laboratory experiments show people are more likely to mistakenly shoot black men holding harmless objects like cell phones, errors requiring no malicious intent yet imposing serious costs. Similarly, despite women making up half the American workforce, strong gender role stereotypes persist. The Gender Career IAT reveals roughly 75% of men and 80% of women automatically associate men with career and women with family. Even career-focused women show this automatic bias, which can limit women's achievement and aspirations. Human babies demonstrate clear preferences for familiarity from their earliest days. They prefer their mother's voice and face over strangers, and by 3 months show preference for faces from their own racial group. These preferences aren't present at birth, but develop rapidly through exposure. As children develop, they acquire multiple group identities, gender, ethnicity, class, and more. Language powerfully stamps in group identities. Research shows that when cartoon characters are given group names, children quickly categorize them by behavior, the beginning of stereotyping. Henri Tajfel's groundbreaking experiments revealed how easily humans form group identities based on meaningless differences. By randomly labeling participants as overestimators or underestimators of dots without any actual testing, Tajfel created artificial groups with no basis for camaraderie or conflict. Yet these minimal groups proceeded to discriminate in resource allocation, favoring their own group members. Brain imaging reveals that we literally think differently about people depending on whether we identify with them. When considering someone similar to ourselves, participants recruited neurons in the same region engaged when thinking about oneself. When considering someone different, a separate neural region activated. Can we outsmart the mind bugs in our brains? While complete eradication is unlikely, we can develop methods to counteract them using our analytical minds. In 1970, women comprised less than 10% of instrumentalists in major American orchestras. When orchestras introduced screens to hide auditioning musicians from selection committees, the proportion of women hired doubled to 40% within 20 years. This simple solution, just a piece of cloth, effectively neutralized the virtuoso equals male stereotype. Though blinding strategies work in some contexts, they're often impractical. More promising is sustained exposure to counter stereotypes, which can produce lasting changes. Seeing women in leadership positions helps weaken the automatic association between leadership and masculinity. Understanding our hidden biases doesn't doom us to act on them. Rather, this awareness empowers us to recognize when automatic responses might mislead us and to consciously choose differently. By acknowledging our blind spots, we can see more clearly and build a more equitable world where decisions reflect our values rather than unconscious assumptions.